first and foremost, the Kingdom of Eswatini had already taken very concrete steps to address issues and matters of concern that were raised by SADC. So the reaction of government is to first and foremost acknowledge the gallant effort that His Majesty has put and exerted in this process. And secondly, of course, it is to thank SADC Head of State for realizing that as per the United Nations founding principle, which guarantees member states the right to self-determine and to self-rule. So our reaction is to thank SADC, is to thank the AU for the efforts that they have made to realize and recognize the fact that the Kingdom of Eswatini, under the able leadership of His Majesty King Swatithet, is able to do and has the capacity to solve its own issues without jeopardizing the principles as espoused and embedded within the founding of the SADC community.
The multi-stakeholders forum, they are saying that this SADC decision does not solve the problem of your government banning political parties and imprisoning opposition people. The SADC decision does not resolve these.
There is no SADC decision or opinion that can resolve imprisonment or sentencing or trial of people who offended the law. The people they are referring to were not arrested, put on trial, found guilty, and convicted or sentenced because of their political ideal. I'm telling you, my brother, some of the things we could be saying, we constrain and restrain ourselves from there. There is no political ideology or philosophy some of these guys are expounding. You know, they just found themselves lucky enough because they've got few coins in their pockets and they were in parliament and they were able to study that noise. You know, literally, they, as I may rightfully refer you to, right now they've made an appeal to the Supreme Court to mitigate against the number of years to which they've been sentenced. So it is not, they were not sentenced because of their political ideologies or political philosophy. They offended the law. Nobody can be charged, put on trial and sentenced for calling for democracy. Even for you to be able to do that, it means you are living in a political democratic environment because you are able to say what you want to say without consequences.